Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven, is with us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right, Oscars. I can't believe that that's coming up this weekend.
I know. Yeah. It used to be that they had them at the end of March. And talk about March, it was just like, and on the Oscar coverage went. Mm-hmm. I'd like if they moved into February, actually.
Yeah.
Move I'm going to wrap it up, people. Yeah. Wrap it up.
All right, so where shall we start here this morning?
Well, let's start with Best Picture. Yeah. Let's go big.
I think that 12 Years a Slave might win. I'm hoping so. I really hope that they go for 12 years. You know, I love American Hustle, and American Hustle is tons of fun, and I had it was just a pleasure throughout. And I thought the same thing about Wolf of Wall Street. I had a great time at that movie.
A divisive movie for some.
Yeah, a divisive movie for some. Not for me. I was all in on Wolf of Wall Street. But 12 Years a Slave, I was looking back earlier at Best Picture winners from years past, and 12 Years a Slave is one that Hollywood should put on there and look back on and say, you know what, that was a good pick. We chose the right thing. Because it's not just a noble effort, it's also a great movie. It is beautiful, it is well acted, it is compelling, it is scarring, it is emotionally powerful. That is the one that I think should win. I think it probably will win too. There are a lot of people in the Academy, you know, this is all based on tea leaf reading, you know, and it's 6,000 people, you know, scattered across the country, mainly in LA and New York, making this decision.
Right.
But I also think that a lot of people will think, like, Argo won last year, and they'll think, you know, do we really need another movie from the 70s with people with outrageous costumes winning? Mm-hmm. No. I think 12 Years a Slave will win. I think it should win.
But you think that it's kind of up between 12 Years a Slave and American Hustle?
12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, and Gravity, I think, are the big three. Gravity could pull it out, too. Gravity is going to be winning all the technical awards. And it was just such a massive box office winner and a breakthrough in filmmaking. It's just awe-inspiring filmmaking. And there is that sense, too, where, you know, maybe Hollywood people might choose that because when it comes to the glory of filmmaking and why people should be going to the theater, that's a pretty good argument that Gravity was the best movie of the year for that.
To see in a theater.
Like, go see it 3D, you know, keep people in the seats.
Yeah. We're talking about the Academy Awards nominees because the big show is coming up this Sunday. And all right, what about Best Actor and Best Actress? What are your predictions?
Best Actress, Kate Blanchett, is going to win. She's won everything up until now. There's all these other awards ahead of time that sometimes are good predictors of the Oscars, sometimes not. Like the Golden Globes. Yeah, okay, so she won the Golden Globes, but that's a bunch of the Hollywood foreign press. It doesn't mean anything. But the Screen Actors Guild and the largest voting block of the Academy Awards are the actors. And she won that, and she won, I mean, she's just winning everything and all the Critics' Choice, and it was just an astonishing performance that she gave in Blue Jasmine. And she carried that film and also feels like you can't imagine anyone else coming up with that character and being able to bring it to life that way. So I feel like Kate Blanchett is definitely in. And then it's probably Matthew McConaughey, but Christian Bale is a pretty good chance in there too. I think the Best Actor category this year, there were such amazing performances that didn't get nominated, and it's not because Hollywood's clueless. You know, Robert Redford wasn't nominated for All Is Lost, and Joaquin Phoenix wasn't nominated for his astonishing performance in Her, where he basically acts against a voice in his head the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful performance, but there's such fantastic parts for men that were wonderfully brought to life by great actors this year that was hard to dispute. But I think it's going to be Matthew McConaughey who wins. He's won a bunch of the awards up until now. And it's always nice to have a good story behind it. You know, the guy that resuscitated his career and saved himself from, what was that terrible one, Sarah Jessica Parker? Failure to launch?
Terrible.
Can you even believe
that's
that?
Right.
You know, what a great story. Like, and I think everyone likes that comeback kid thing. And Eddie Murphy was nominated for Dreamgirls, and then at the same time when people are thinking about whether to vote for him, you know, he was in, I think, a movie called Norbit, where and Matthew McConaughey, and someone pointed out
sort of canceled
that,
it.
You're thinking like, really, we're going to give it to the guy who's in Norbit right now? It would be like if Matthew McConaughey was right now in Failure to Launch. You know, yeah. Came out right now. But instead, he's in that HBO series that everybody's watching, True Detective.
Right.
Yeah.
And just jaw-dropping performance on that. So I feel like Matthew McConaughey.
He's making some good career decisions right
now.
He is.
Really is.
Stephanie, do you have a favorite category of the Academy Awards? One that isn't like Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress?
I always like watching the costume designers because I like their acceptance speeches. One, they walk up there and everyone else is so tasteful. And wearing something, you know, they're wearing beautiful fashion clothing that is just, oh, it looks lovely. And the costume designers go up there and they are wearing essentially costumes. Mm-hmm. So it's always fun to see that. And I do like whenever they try to bring it to life somehow. Sometimes they have some terrible, like, models, like, posing in the outfits. Like, and then the word, like, some people dancing and stopping and pausing in some garish 70s costume. And then they have the American Hustle above it. Yeah. But the costume designers often seem to be kind of salty characters, too, that give good speeches. So I enjoy seeing the costume designs.
Do you have an Oscar-watching tradition?
At the moment, I have a friend that I watch the Oscars with every year. I used to watch it with my mother, but now that I have to kind of pay attention a lot and take notes, I sit with a friend. We both have a laptop open. We order food out, or she makes food for me, and we usually have a cocktail, and then we stare at the screen and type into our laptops and every once in a while acknowledge each other's presence. It's a heartwarming, wonderful, wonderful experience.
Do you pay rapt attention or do you tweet while you're doing it?
I tweet and I live blog for NPR News.
Okay.
If you want to look at a live blog,
you
there'll be a live blog, people, at nprnews.org. And I try to pay rapt attention too.
Well, check it out. So follow the tweets and follow the live blog. So check out Stephanie. She's one of the Cube critics at Minnesota Public Radio News. And of course, as always, she is the movie maven. She joins us on Friday mornings. So thank you as always. And enjoy the Oscars, Stephanie.
Thank you. Are you going to be watching them?
I imagine so.
I will. I will over here for sure.
We know that
I will be all alone because nobody will watch the Oscars with me. But
I'll make an exception to my usual quarantine on award shows, I think, for the Oscars every year because I do enjoy the Oscars.
I like watching the big ones, the Oscars, the Grammys.
The pomp and circumstance.
Yes.
Exactly. See you next week.